Hello, I'm Dave Simpson, and I'd like to welcome you to our first podcast on the Montgomery County Poets website, www.montcopoet.com. It's April, which is National Poetry Month, so it seems auspicious and appropriate that we're launching our new poetry podcast series at this time. We hope you'll come back often to hear interviews with poets of both local and national distinction, highlights from readings, and lively discussions related to some aspect of poetry. On April 11th of this year, Elizabeth Rivers was officially recognized as the new Poet Laureate of Montgomery County. In this podcast, we'll hear an excerpt of the ceremony in which she was introduced by Joanne Leva, the director of the Montgomery County Poet Laureate Program, and we'll listen to Liz give a brief inaugural speech and read two of her poems.
I'm going to read the bio of a very special lady, a native of New York City and educated at Wellesley College. Elizabeth Rivers is a teacher and progressing gardener. She has won the Milton Dorfman Poetry Prize and the Portland Pen Poetry Contest and has been published in various magazines. She's grateful for the community of poets she knows in the Philadelphia region and for her opportunities to learn more about reading, writing, and sharing poetry. And I am so excited to work with you. Congratulations, Liz. Why don't you come up here and join us?
My biggest surprise as I've been learning to write poetry is to realize there's a community of poets here in Philadelphia that will work with me, encourage me, criticize me, even jostle me. Best of all, accompany me as I go along trying to explore new directions. For this, I want to thank my classmates, many of whom are here tonight, my supportive family, my teachers, Philip Booth, my first teacher, who died last year, who taught me to appreciate the fierce tangibility of the world, and Chris Bursk, here tonight, who always challenges me. I'm working on adjunctio and chiasmus, and this year has been teaching me to laugh. With these wonderful examples in mind, I'd like to turn now toward interesting more people, especially children, in poetry. I thought of working with local schools and libraries, both by encouraging staff who are already using poetry in their curriculum and by developing resources, specific lesson plans that can be adapted to different age groups. I know there are models for some of this work in Bucks County and other nearby areas. Joanna Leva has suggested that E. Calliope website could be extended to showcase primary, middle, and high school work. I'm eager to do this because I want to explore with kids the music of poetry, the word games, the pleasure of thinking outrageous thoughts, the different order that poetry permits. As we all know, school is usually about pressing us into a mold instead of letting us out of one. At its best, poetry teases us to speak in unexpected ways, to tell our personal truth, and have some fun doing it. Of course, I'm preaching to the choir, but my hope is that you will join me in supporting what feels like quite an ambitious undertaking. And if you have ideas, please speak to Joanna or me after the program tonight. I do have a sign-up sheet here. If you could give us a few hours to brainstorm ways to initiate the project. And now I'm going to read a couple of poems. This one's called In Eden Now. One, surprised by air. Torn open, flooded, scuffed by kids who climbed its frame. No angel guards the gates of paradise. Its guilt has weathered black. its garden tangled from the start, she thinks. Even in myth, the snake had attitude. She moves from inside her house onto the street and fears she might ignite, as meteorites, gravity snagged, will do, surprised by air. The silent shade, its heavy chain of hedges, breaks and lets her pass, unharmed, between the squat post office and her own door, strummed with morning glories, hot with blue flame blues. 2, in the mail. Gorilla head whose eyes rolled to their final Congo view, whose wet mouth leaks on its last stem unchewed. Pregnant, Baburu Numwe, her breasts tight with milk. She's shot, been set on fire. The silverback, the rangers named Sekwekwe, down on his back in Virunga Park, his vast arm on his heart. He might have thumped his chest and made the gunners laugh before he died. Rangers guide the cameraman to 6 black hairy heaps. They cover wounds with leaves to keep off flies. They straighten limbs as undertakers do. 3, in Eden now. The angry ancestors stay on. Adam burns the woods to farm his yams. Eve in the kitchen garden beats the snake away from hope of sun. The two boys get unequal shares of chores and fun and fight until one dies. What will replace Senkwekwe? Or tiger in its Halloween regalia? Gazelle with radar ears, tiara horns, eyes fringed with lashes like a petaled flower. Giant Yangtze turtle, old, ponderous, stained with silt. The dinosaurs have turned to birds, and birds. She sees passenger pigeon, a generation older than herself, propped in Eden's museum. She sees rare quetzal in a picture book, its whippy tail of ribbons longer than its body. Green lightning, they call it in Guatemala, and mistake it for a god, the heart of heaven. And this is the sound of their going. In funeral home or mall or on hold phone, those hollow tones, dull plinks, dim thrums, the synthesizer strums, drive me into a bathroom for an honest flush, then out to March melt streets, the swish and slosh, further to squawky fields of geese that pull on new, sharp grass. In time, I hope my ghost will evaporate out of the coffin to the parlor roof and hear cars in the parking lot rev up, honk twice, a shot of gravel firing from the wheels. The geese take off as well. The sound of their going is conbrio, donkeys jogging through an unmown sky. Screech haw, screech haw, screech haw, screech.
That's Elizabeth Rivers, the 2008 Montgomery County Poet Laureate, reading from her work at the April 11 Awards Ceremony.
Thank you.
We hope to have Liz on a podcast in the near future to read more of her work and to talk about her exciting plans for her tenure as Poet Laureate. This is Dave Simpson saying thanks for listening and come back soon.